McNamee from University of Medicine, Wisconsin.
Hello. So my research is looking at if there's an effect of 25 years of cropping systems on soil water dynamics. And this is important for nitrous oxide fluxes, for plant water stress, and for climate and crop modeling, especially with future changes in our precipitation patterns. So my research was on three different long-term cropping systems in central or in southern Wisconsin, a corn soy, corn with 3 years of alfalfa, and a rotationally grazed pasture. And these were all on typic argyudols, which are found in southern Wisconsin, Iowa, and northern Illinois, and make up some of the most productive soils in the world. So to get at this soil water dynamics piece, I constructed soil water characteristic curves in two ways. The first is using in situ measurements, and here you can see the moisture probes and tensiometers, and I had these installed at 15 centimeter depth. And the second is using a property transfer model by John Nimmo, published in 1997. And the theory behind this model is that we can split the water characteristic curve into two components. The first is a textural component, which is estimated by particle size distribution. And the second is a structural component, which is estimated with aggregate size distribution and structural porosity. Now, I was also interested to see if, depending on the aggregate size distribution we used, if that changed how the model worked. So I also tried it out with wet and dry aggregates. So here are my results. If you look at the larger points, the triangles, squares, and diamonds here, these are the in-situ measurements for each of the cropping systems. And so right off the bat, we can see that in the wet end of the soil water characteristic curve, there doesn't appear to be a difference between these three cropping systems. And so even after 25 years, we're not seeing much of a change. And this could perhaps be because of the robustness of this native prairie soil. The second thing to draw your attention to is the bolder solid lines here. That's the Nimmo model using the wet aggregate data. And we can see that there's this model matches up fairly well with the in-situ data that we collected, which is pretty remarkable. And then the second model that we used with the dry aggregate data doesn't quite match up as closely. And that's it.
Questions?
You show a remarkably nice retention curve for in situ measurements. Can you give us an idea about the scatter among replicates?
Sure. So that's one of the things with this study. We do have in each of our treatments, we have two sets of moisture probes and tensiometers set up. And so this is from just one dry down period in mid-July, so when there's also a lot of water uptake going on.
Were these measurements at one or multiple depths?
So these are at 15 centimeter depths, but that's something that we're going to look into. We had the same installation at three other depths as well, and so to see if there's a difference with depths will be something for the future.
Were you assessing the curves by any embarger methods as well?
By any what method?
Embarger methods, pressure plates?
Yes, we do have, there's other research going on in the department that has this set up on a high prop and then a dew point hygrometer for the drier end of the curve too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.